This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are joined by Iana Simeonov, Project Lead for the Pesticide Safety Project and Director of Program Development at the California Poison Control System, both of which help consumers stay safe from poisonings of all types. Iana, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Eric. I'm delighted to be able to talk about the project.
I am as well, and it's certainly a topic that needs more attention. How did the Pesticide Safety Project begin?
Well, we've historically had an excellent relationship with our State Department of Pesticide Regulation, which oversees a lot of that work here in California. And they came to us wanting to do more for consumers, and particularly Spanish-speaking consumers and farm workers. And we came up with several ideas, and this one of creating sort of mobile-first tools for community health workers to help educate farm workers around how to stay safe and avoid dangers was the project that we could all commit to and rally around, that we all felt passionate about.
So what are the key features of the project?
Well, the key features, I think, is that we really started with a very in-depth look at consumers. So we talked to over 100 community health workers and farm workers to find out their communications habits, their preferences, how they were searching for health information, what their daily lives were like. We talked to farm workers about how they were working in the field, whether or not they were exposed to pesticides. Did they even know what a pesticide was? And then we talked to folks about what it was like at home. Did they have bugs? Were they using products? What was happening? How were they using them? So that we could really find out what we needed to tell them, where we needed to fill in the gaps. And then we talked to community health workers who are indigenous lay health workers who are extraordinary community influencers, very passionate about what they do and very effective in helping to teach people. And we found from listening to them that they were tired of paper tools and that they were, along with the consumers that they were educating, so farm workers, very sophisticated users of technology. So they really guided us towards developing mobile-first tools that could be deployed on a mobile phone, on a tablet, or even on a laptop.
Tell us how farm workers and others, what can they do to prevent bringing pesticides home to the family?
The key things are to stay safe before work, during, and after. So to make sure that you put on protective clothing at the start of the day, so closed-toed shoes, long pants, long-sleeved shirt, covering your head and neck, and even your mouth, even if that's with a handkerchief or a bandana. Wearing sunglasses or safety glasses really help protect you when you're outside, making sure that you're alert to signs that tell you whether or not an area has been sprayed, and never going into an area that looks like it's being actively sprayed. And then at the end of the day, removing all of that clothing while you're still at the work site, before you go home, before you even get into the car, putting it in a bag, so taking off your boots, your gloves, your hat, changing your pants and your shirt, putting all of that into a bag so that when you step into your car, you're not tracking any pesticides in there, making sure that when you get home that you don't hug your kids with any work clothes on, that you wash your hands and your face and even take a shower before you do any of that so you don't track pesticides into the house or get them on anyone else in your family.
Good information today. We are joined by Iana Simeonov, Project Lead for the Pesticide Safety Project and Director of Program Development at the California Poison Control System, both of which help consumers stay safe from poisonings of all types here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Iana, what can homeowners do to reduce their risk from pesticides?
Well, what we see a lot is that homeowners get frustrated, and so they start using all sorts of things to try to kill bugs. They'll pour bleach on them. They'll spray window cleaner on them. We've heard of people using nail polish remover, and all of these things can be considered pesticides. So we really want to help people make sure they know that even though the label is complicated and long and you want to skip it, that it's important to consult it and to make sure that you're the right product for the right thing, and that you can also take a look at all sorts of alternatives, and some of which are on the website, The Safety of Your Family, for how to control pests and vermin in the house, making sure that you keep water and food away. Don't leave any water or food on countertops. Put things away. Make sure that floors are swept and countertops are cleaned and the garbage is taken outside. Even those small things really help diminish the number of bugs that are going to be in your house. If you make it an inhospitable environment inside by keeping it as clean as you can, they'll go somewhere else.
Are there things people can do to keep bugs out of their home so that they don't need the pesticides?
Yes, making sure that you keep things as clean as possible, which we all know can be difficult with the busy lives that we have. But even simple things like putting away food, not leaving food on countertops, and even water. Bugs are attracted to water, so not leaving water, cleaning up spills, making sure that if you have a leak that it's fixed, of sweeping the floor and taking out the garbage do quite a lot to keep bugs out of your house. It makes it an inhospitable environment for them, and they'll find somewhere else to go.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about California Poison Control System online.
Sure. There's our website, which is calpoison.org, and then all of the tips and information that we've talked about today, Eric, are available on the new website, thesafetyofyourfamily.com. There's also a Spanish version, which was built entirely in Spanish, which you can connect to through the English version. There's some great videos there, so they're fun to watch, and we've gotten great reactions to them, and we really encourage people to just take a look and see. You can always learn something new.
Good stuff. And in conclusion, is there one last final word or tip in conclusion that you'd like to leave with the listeners on the topic that we have been discussing today?
I think the biggest tip is that you can do something about it. You can do lots of simple things that will keep bugs at bay. And if you work in agriculture, there are also some key things that if you get in your mindset that you need to do, you'll do them routinely, kind of like brushing your teeth every morning. It'll become a routine and a habit, and that's what will keep you safe.
Wonderful information. Certainly appreciate your joining us. We've been speaking with Iana Semyonov, Project Lead for the Pesticide Safety Project and Director of Program Development at the California Poison Control System, both of which help consumers stay safe from poisonings of all types. And the website of reference is calpoison.org. Also, you can get weekly tips about home and family safety that are available by texting TIPS, T-I-P-S, to 69866. Also, you can follow CPCS on Facebook at California Poison Control and on Twitter at Poison Info. Iana, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for having me. We appreciate the time and being able to connect with your listeners.
You bet, and love to have you come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.